It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
You can call in 317-239-1009. I'd like to hear just from a couple of people, get their advice today. And of course, I'll talk to everybody. Alex, producer MYK, and Liv the Web Girl. I've got some friends coming into town this weekend, into Indy, and they're visiting, and I'm excited about that. But the one thing that I'm kind of wondering or concerned about is, what do we do when we actually go out to eat? Like when we go out as a group here, the Joe and Alex Show, we had to Brew Burger like a month or so together, we all split the bill. Or maybe like one of us will pick up Live the Web Girl's tab, you know, because we're like, hey, we'll help her out. Whatever. We'll do stuff like that. But usually it's all individual. We've never had an instance, unless I'm wrong, correct me, where it's like, oh, wait, are you going to pay for that appetizer? Or are you going to get that drink or that? We always say, no, that's my stuff, my stuff, my stuff. Individual yeah. checks. When we go out with this person, nothing wrong with it. You can order whatever they want. But this particular person I'm going to be going out with this weekend, they order everything. Like, they're going to get all these different drinks, and they're going to get all these appetizers. Like, oh, we're going to – they just for the table. Like, oh, we'll get some chips and dip. We're going to get some mushroom pop or whatever it is. They order a bunch of stuff. It's like – and it's like it's supposed to be shareable for the whole table. But it's like, wait a minute. I don't necessarily want all that crap.
If I'm out to eat and somebody orders something like that and says, hey, I want this and it'll be for everybody, then I always assume they're going to pay for that.
Okay, and that's the thing that would make sense. Exactly. If they're going to throw it out, they're like, well, you're very gracious, Joe. Thank you for buying the nacho cheese dip or whatever.
Yeah.
Not the case with this particular person. They always want to do it where it's just like, oh, we'll just share the cost. So your meal might have only cost you like $12 or $15, but when it's done, it's $30 because you're splitting for these drinks that they got. You may not even have any, or if they got like a, let's get of a, you know, a pitcher of some kind of a drink, like a sangria or whatever. So when it's all said and done, instead of like splitting the bill up like equally, they just want to have it that we all just pay it up and actually kind of split the cost like as a line item kind of a thing.
Then I guess I would be saying, if you're like, I really don't want to spend the money on appetizers and I don't need it, then I'd be like, well, I don't want any, but if you want those, you can get them, but we're not going to have any. But then you can't eat it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, if it's in front of me, I'm going to want to have like one bite, right? Like, that's not fair at all. Liv the Web Girl, what did you want to say about this one?
So you're saying you don't want to pay for the appetizers, but you don't feel comfortable to say that you don't want to pay for the appetizers.
There's going to be like six of us there. So probably like
interesting.
Three couples. What are you trying
interesting
to say?
Parallel. No, I just think that's kind of relates back to our last conversation, but I just was interested. Okay.
I don't get the connection, but I'm just wondering, is like, should I say something or should I just go along with it and be fine? I don't see why, if there's three different couples there, why we can't just like me and her, him and her, him and, you know, like that, and just break it down simple like that.
Well, then just say that.
But every time I feel awkward with that person, and they always do it, and then like the server already has the one bill out, and it's like I feel bad asking the server to go back and split it up again. Like, I'm the diva or the a-hole.
Well, then you have to pull the server when he's like pouring your drink or whatever. Like one of the times before he brings the check, just like whisper in his ear, be like, "Oh, by the way, like us two are together and them two are together."
Hey, good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Heather.
Heather, what do you think I should do? Or you been in a situation before?
Believe it or not, I think that it was literally just suggested by Liv the Web Girl. I would pull your waiter or waitress aside, and I would just ask them prior to ordering anything to split the bill in three ways. You and your wife and then the other, you know, couples respectively. That way it saves you from having to have an awkward conversation. If they want to order appetizers and everything for the table, you know, that's great. We went out with a friend last night, and typically what we do is we have the waiter split the appetizer in half instead of saying, you know, well, I've got the appetizer, you've got the dessert or whatever. We just ask him to, like, split it. You know, we went out with a couple last night, so we had them split the appetizer and the dessert because my husband and her husband did not eat the dessert, so we did.
I just hate paying for stuff that's not mine. I'm very cheap. Like, I'll be the first to admit that. I'm a cheap person with my money, and I like to be tight with it. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't want all that crap. Why am I getting it? Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
You're not being cheap at all. Just tell them. If you're going to dinner with them, you should be comfortable enough to only pay for what you have.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not my, it's my wife's friends, though. This isn't like my, like, if it was my buddy, I'd be like, hey, MYK, I'm not paying for your crap, dude.
Oh, then she could tell him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
If you don't want to pay for the appetizer, you have to say, like, when they order it, be like, hey, well, Lindsay and I, we're just going to wait till the meal, but if you guys want to get this, go ahead.
Joe,
that tells them that you're not eating it, so you're not paying for it, in my opinion.
I'm not going to throw you out there, Joe, but I've seen you make this power
move.
You've made this power move before.
Have I?
Yeah, we've gone to a group setting, and I saw you whisper a little to the waiter, and you were like, hey, can you give us separate checks? Like, you said it from the jump, and then later on, they brought it out, and they gave you guys a separate check.
Yeah, but that was like, because I think I bought some, I wanted to buy somebody else's meal, though, right?
No, it was you and your wife. You and your wife were there, and you guys made sure to do it before the meal.
Oh,
it
you're
was
right.
early in the game. It was early in the
you're
game.
Right, you're
like,
right.
I don't know what these
you're
people
right.
order. So why don't you do the same move with them? I feel
yeah.
like it'll be like, fine, because you'll order like, you know, your $9.99 burger or whatever, and they'll go ham, and then the waiter will bring them the check for their appetizers.
I'll probably end up
sangria.
Doing that, yeah. but I feel so bad for the waiter. They're like, oh God, this is the most diva-ass table in the world because one person wants it this way, one person wants it the other way. It's like, and of course, nobody's going to leave a good tip either. So, all right, I'll let you guys know how it goes. It's happening this
Slip
weekend.
Slip them a note,
so.
Like you need help.
Help, help.
These people are going to order everything.
Help me.